Recently, I was walking back from the tennis courts on a crisp winter day when I had a flashback to my youth. Suddenly, in that moment, I recalled the wonderful sensation of my childhood, being outdoors, free of immediate demands and responsibilities. I was just enjoying the air, the green, and the sky all around me. I could feel my mental state improve and my body and mind relax. You see, during my childhood, the only entertainment we had after school was to go outside and find things to do. My memory of childhood was outdoors, walking, experiencing whatever the weather was serving that day, along with whomever I could find to play with. My walk from the courts reminded me of the joyous feeling that my experiences of youth had created. And on that walk home, I began to wonder what the children growing up today will remember as their happy place. Where will that place be that brings out the relaxation reflex in your children 20 years from now? An interesting question, and one that every parent should ponder, because you have a lot to do with the kind of childhood your children have. So stay tuned for the next edition of Portable Practical Pediatrics, where we will ponder the question of where your children will recall the joy in their childhoods.
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's Portable Practical Pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
In the past few years, there has been an increasing recognition that for children, being surrounded by nature improves many aspects of their psychological functioning. And it turns out that this is especially true for children with the behavior pattern called ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And here's a list of a few ways exposure to outdoors has been found to benefit all children, but especially children with ADHD. Being outside improves a child's mood. Being physically active outdoors reduces a child's chance of obesity. Being outside can often increase a child's feeling of well-being and relaxation. Exposure to the outdoors also has been shown to improve a child's ability to concentrate and control impulses that need to be controlled. And finally, outdoor time has been shown to be restorative psychologically for children. The evidence here is clear on this point. What is the reality of a modern childhood today for many children? Well, in a nutshell, the trend is striking and involves screens of all sorts, substituting for what previous generations called play. I know you probably get tired of me talking about the current generation of children as victims of digital technology and how this is changing their childhoods, but I believe it is true. Sadly, the evidence is on my side. Don't believe it? Consider these current facts. The average preteen spends 6 hours on entertainment technologies per day. For teenagers, it's even worse. The figure is 9 hours. I call that digital crack. More than 50% of children consider themselves addicted, that's the word they use, addicted to their smartphone. 40% of children have difficulty falling asleep, a problem that has been clearly linked to screen exposure, especially in the evening. The average child spends only 50% of the time that their parents did outside, despite the fact that the majority of parents feel outdoor time is important for their children. 91% of today's children regularly play video games in America. And between 50 and 70% of children in America have a television in their room. I think you can see that the increasing wealth, along with other factors, that childhood is being fundamentally changed for the next generation, your kids. How this will work out for them, well, only time's going to be able to tell us. But before you make up your mind about the new screen reality for today's children, however, there are a few things I want to remind you about that we now understand about screen time and children. Screens are isolating for children. They generally draw children away from social interaction and into a lonely place of gaming and other activities. Screen time for children does not teach children the needed social skills that real interpersonal interactions would have taught them, like compromise, problem solving, filling boring time with inventive play, the art of conversation with peers, learning to read body language of peers, and how to be empathetic of others. All valuable lessons that are not going to be learned from a screen and isolated play, no matter how great the graphics of the game are. And all this screen time and virtual play moves children away from being physically active and towards a sedentary lifestyle. That can't be good for them. And finally, many of today's children have a childhood devoid of the outdoors. They are not experiencing nearly the amount of time, outdoor time, to the natural world that previous generations have enjoyed. I think it is clear that video games are designed to grab the attention of your child and evoke strong emotions from them, while outdoor exposure does the opposite. Your children's brains are wired to relax when exposed to the bright light of outdoors and sights and sounds of green vegetation and water. Well, many of my listeners are familiar with what I call the Doxmo Pearl, an important observation about parenting and childhood that I want you to remember. And here's one that is really important. Here's the pearl. Parents create the reality that their children experience. Well, that means that the parenting choices you make in your everyday interactions and activities with your children, to a large degree, create the world that your children live in, from what they eat, to how much sleep they get, to how they spend their free time, to really everything. Remember, you're the captain of the ship, especially when they're young. I wrote an entire book on that subject called Can Doesn't Mean Should. I hope you've read it. The point is that if you allow your children's childhood to be filled with video games and smartphones and texting rather than outdoor, unstructured play with friends and outdoor activities, their happy place from their childhood is likely to be indoors, bathed in artificial light, and involving technology of one sort or another. I think that's a shame. By one estimate, adults spend 90% of their time indoors in America. Are children now destined to live the same indoor fate during their childhoods as well? Will their feeling of well-being come from when being exposed to wonderful graphics on a screen or a super sweet video game console? I truly hope not. They might miss out on the feeling that I get to this day when outdoors, on a crisp, bright day, that of relaxation and happiness. Well, I hope you enjoyed that discussion as well as others in the Portable Practical Pediatrics collection. If so, consider sharing a PEDcast with friends and family. You know, there are now 450 posts to explore. And consider going ahead and subscribing to my blog at www.doxmo.com. It's easy. All you do is leave your email address. And all that means is that I will send you a notice of all new posts. That's it. This is Dr. Paul Smolin recording in Studio 1E, you know, my first child's bedroom on the east side of my house, hoping your children grow up super keen and surrounded by the color green. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast.
Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction, Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music, Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music, Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.